Is your child in university? It's a transformative yet challenging time.
I worry about their mental health.
Many insurance plans cover mental health counseling, so cost doesn't have to be a barrier to getting support. Tell your child about My Student Wellbeing. Help can start this week.
It's comforting to know there's a place my child can go.
MyStudentWellbeing.ca. Getting students help when they need it.
Take up! eu vivi calado, mas agora resolvi falar. Chegou a hora, tem que ser agora, e com você não posso mais ficar. Não vou ficar, não. Não posso mais ficar, não, não, não. Não posso mais ficar, não. Toda verdade deve ser falada, e não vale nada se enganar. Não tem mais jeito, tudo está desfeito, e com você não posso mais ficar. Não vou ficar, não. Não posso mais ficar, não, não, não. Não posso mais ficar, não. Pensando bem, não vale a pena ficar tentando em vão. O nosso amor não tem mais condição. Não, 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 não. Por isso resolvi agora lhe deixar de fora do meu coração. Você não dá mais certo, e ficar sozinho é minha solução. É solução, sim. Não tem mais solução, não, não, não. Não tem mais solução, não.
sprout like the weeds. Boombox stirs up, watching the news, tipping up, trying to feel free. Misdirection covers my bets like the ants that crawl in my tree. Crisp collection stuck in my nets, leaves dripping down on.
waiting for? Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby. I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel-good juice. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, what it is we're all community. And when you're a community and when love enters into it, just give me indie rock!
UMFM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, giving Winnipeg and the surrounding community the good stuff since 1998.
Good evening, International Feel.
Welcome to a lively evening of live radio with your usual hosts. Thanks for listening. Maybe you're listening on radio, maybe on 101.5 UMFM, maybe digitally.
Maybe it's got the dial that you have to move, and you have to kind of line up that line to get the good signal. Maybe it is digital. And you can kind of just seek to it.
Yeah, maybe they're telepathic.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe you have old school fillings, and you can kind of just hear it ringing in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe you're on internationalfield.org, mm-hmm. Which is
that
our
too.
Headquarters.
It's the most fashionable way to get it.
Yeah, it's. I feel like it's the premium experience.
Yeah. Mm.
So you should really check that out. It's got a lot of cool stuff. You can talk to us. You can leave messages, comments, criticisms, what have you, and we'll read them. We read them all, and we'll talk back to you.
And you can read our transcripts.
Oh yeah, yes. That's a new feature. We single out these long rambling bits, and now we put them into text for people to read.
Yeah, just in case you're confused about what happened in an episode.
Did they really say what? What?
No, now you can.
Yeah, we can't even say.
Did they say big dog fish?
A number of times.
Yeah, something about fish growth.
Yeah. Keywords through our episodes.
Yeah.
It's very enlightening.
It's got a lot of good features, so check those out. And thanks for joining us. Wherever you are in life, thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah, and if you want to talk to us directly, there's the website, but then there's also this phone in front of us, 204-269-8636, and that gets you into the booth.
Yeah, live in the booth. We're happy to chat with you, whatever you want to talk about. We're here. Yeah.
Maybe it's about big dogfish.
Yeah, fish. Maybe your latest haircut. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
We can't be dealing in the themes of previous episodes. We've got to come up with new themes for the episode.
No. Yeah,
that's what we're paid to do.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we've kind of been neglecting some housekeeping around here.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe today would be the day. We clean out the storage unit.
Yeah.
What do you say? You guys going to help me out?
I'll help.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be gross, though.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
That's 10 years of junk that we've just been jamming
like
in there.
13 years.
13 years.
It's
sorry,
been
yeah.
It's been a while. So let's pop open the storage shed here.
A lot of old jokes in here, I bet. Okay, yeah.
It's a bit of like a crypt.
Yeah. It's a big door.
The dust in here is unbelievable.
Big iron door. Okay,
yeah,
so
discount storage space.
There's something
like
living
mausoleum.
In here.
Yeah.
I think there's something living in
it
here.
It kind of smells like there's something living
it's like
in here.
It's like a mummy? Is it something mummified in here?
Yeah. Oh.
We might have a new pet.
Yeah. So, I guess the job, we're just kind of getting rid of old props from old episodes. Stuff builds up over the years, you know.
Yeah.
There's that stack of... my unsold self-help book, How to Age Sexily, is over there. Maze, you got some stuff over there.
No,
you've been storing some
there's
stuff.
There's all those old prop doors that we had.
Right, yeah.
And that toilet that we kept flushing things through.
Well, no, we kind of bought a bunch of toilets because for a while you were panic buying all those toilets when the plumbers
were
going on strike.
We were worried about the prices going up.
Yeah, so we got about a...
we wanted to be ahead of the market.
We got about 15 toilets sitting in the corner there.
Yeah.
Stacked.
Still for sale if anyone's looking.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, we're just gonna, I guess, kind of toss some stuff into the bin here and make some space, because it's a...
Surprisingly, none of it's worth keeping.
Well,
it's kind of the way it goes.
I did think we probably should have done a garage sale, but...
Oh, we could do that maybe in a bit. We can see what's worth keeping.
Auction some stuff off.
And yeah.
Yeah, that giant vase probably shouldn't get thrown out.
No. Well, hey. Might, just roll it down the... Yeah.
Yeah. You describe it as a storage unit, but it's actually like a warehouse.
It's more of
it's
a
like
warehouse.
A prop, it's like a prop warehouse.
Yeah. It's kind of like the big steel door leads into this like huge cavernous warehouse.
Yeah. It's the basement of like one of the larger buildings in the exchange.
Yeah.
We don't want to really tip it off because there's expensive vases.
Yeah. We've got a lot. We've got a lot of stuff. A lot of old valuable things that we've kind of been storing for a while.
Yeah.
Oh,
hidden treasures!
Yeah, hidden treasures. You're when I went all in and invested on skunk milk, I've got to create a skunk milk sitting in the corner there. I should probably get rid of that.
Yeah, it didn't sell, did it?
It didn't sell, it doesn't keep. It doesn't store very well.
It's probably concentrated with all the waters like evaporated.
Yeah,
it's now like a powdered
skunk
stink.
Yeah. So skunk cheese.
If you want to buy some skunk cheese, give us a call. Also, if you want to buy one of my unsold self help books, How to Age Sexily, also. Yeah, that's a call.
Yeah,
I'll take one of those.
I think
actually.
Yeah, I think,
it's got some good tips.
There was lots of good tips.
Tip number one: skunk milk.
Yeah,
great for your skin.
Keeps you strong.
Powdered skunk milk.
Yeah, that's.
I love that. Not one of the keywords.
Yeah, I'm putting that in my stack.
No, that's best in your morning cereal.
Oh, powdered skunk milk. Yeah, it's going to be a household thing. We just
be careful with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an empty cardboard box.
Keeping that. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good box.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're at a bowling alley.
Well,
I mean, it's sized appropriately.
It's about the size of a bowling alley.
We could put a bowling alley in here.
Okay. Yeah.
That's an antique bowling alley.
Yeah,
it's not meant to be thrown.
Hey.
I feel like they're damaging all of our important stuff. But.
Well, okay. Well, no, because we're getting rid of the garbage. We'll keep the good stuff.
Are we going to? Okay.
We'll keep the good stuff.
I'm looking at it, it seems like it's all good stuff.
Yeah. I feel like a hoarder right now. I'm just sad to see things go.
Yeah. Like, we need all those 15 toilets.
Is there anything in this garbage that we can move into storage?
Oh, I don't know. We need more stuff. Okay. Well,
speaking of garbage, we should get back to our show.
Yeah. We'll do this off air. We'll sort through this stuff. International Feel. We're doing it live every Wednesday. We're here for another half hour, so stick with us.
Je lui dis at them crazy men. Look at those fools. Going to see them deep throat movies when they could have me. Bone. I wish I could see a star. I haven't seen a star. How long? Oh, I don't remember. Everybody's running. Everybody runs here. Nobody knows how to walk. I can't walk, I just stand.
We'll be right back. No Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines. We have modern computers. We have chandeliers and couches. We have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun.
And no problem.
We're back. It's International Feel, and you're listening to us on 101.5 UMFM.
Or if you're so lucky, you're listening on UMFM.com or internationalfeel.org.
International Feel.
If you're hip to the digital
world,
digital business going down.
Check it out.
It's the Digiscape. It's like,
yeah, I believe that is what the
fresh terminology.
The innovators out in Silicon Valley are calling.
They're calling the Digiscape.
The Digiscape.
Just give it a few months and it'll catch on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've already made the T-shirts, so I hope it sells.
Catch you in the Digiscape.
catch me on the Dig.
Well. Thanks for listening. Yeah. If you were
that means you're hip and cool too.
Yeah. This is a hip and cool show run by the hippest and coolest of humans.
Yeah,
I would think
we three
three deans.
I was gonna say it too, but you know,
that's a little off.
Yeah, the listeners weren't hip to the conversation walking up to the building.
That's kind of an inside joke.
Yeah, unless they were there. Yeah, I don't know, but this is people out in the parking lot tuning in. And
spilled the beans on the three deans.
Yeah. Anyway, idea, but
On air, we've been clearing out our storage unit today. If you've been listening to us tonight, we've been going through some old props from old shows, kind of like sorting through the stuff we want to keep, the stuff that we want to get rid of that doesn't spark joy.
Yeah, a bunch of old paperwork that we're like, I'm not going to get audited.
It's just old contracts that we just probably should throw away.
Props and gags and
contracts we didn't. Adhere to
all the different wardrobes we've gone through throughout the years.
Yeah. Oh, the amount of sequined outfits
I know.
That are in here.
That was
that's you, Mace.
Yeah. That was the early 2010s. Early 2010s.
When you first came in, we hired you as the nightlife correspondent. You wanted a sequin budget.
I wanted to stand out. Yeah. You know,
you were our main source for sequins.
I wanted to shine off the lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you,
I did.
You do without it, though.
Well, that's the thing.
It's your personality that shines.
That's why I lost the suits. Yeah. I didn't need them anymore.
Yeah. We didn't. Well,
you got the confidence back.
Yeah, exactly. So you put them in storage.
I put it in storage.
Can we get rid of them?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, there are crates and crates.
There's a lot of crates, but you never know. You know,
you might want them back.
And there might be a dance coming up. And
can we at least
Can we
at least dethread the sequins and like maybe sell the sequins?
What if there's like a disco coming up?
Well, okay, so you're gonna keep them.
Okay,
we've got all these disco balls.
Oh,
as well. Those will work.
So maybe we should throw a dance.
Let's throw a dance.
This does look now that it's kind of getting cleared out of here.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a,
we could do it in
nice like
it's got a good dance.
We could do it in the storage room.
Okay,
it's got that nice wooden floor of an old exchange building.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Nondescript.
And we can take it anywhere.
Okay. So keep the seat.
We can rip this floor up.
Yeah. We can rip it up.
We'll take this dance floor to you, listener.
Yeah.
That's what we usually do.
Call us on the dance floor to you line.
Yeah.
204-269-8636.
Maybe suggest some playlist songs.
Yeah. We'll shout them out.
Yeah. You actually fill the rest of the show while we bring the dance floor to you.
It's like that Much Music thing that... Remember when they used to, put those contests out, and then you'd have a Much Music dance at your school?
The video dance.
Yeah.
We could do the International Feel video dance.
We should have that as part of the site.
Yeah.
We should do that. Okay, if you want to contact us for a video dance, reach out at the site.
Internationalfeel.org.
Yeah, you can find us there.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be something we branch out into in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we should focus on the task at hand.
We're almost getting to the end, and that's where that stench was coming from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That back corner that seems to not have any lights kind of in it.
Yeah,
it's just like dark over there.
This room just kind of tapers into darkness as you look onward.
Yeah. It smelled like something was living in here.
Yeah, it was a bad smell.
It's a pretty bad smell.
Let me move a few boxes and.
Let
me just, I'm gonna push this, and then I'll take a look around that.
Still nothing.
Still nothing.
Still don't see anything.
Still just bad
it's
smell.
Getting strong, though.
Yeah. That smell is...
I don't know.
Pungent.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's like a bad sandwich.
It's like a harsh lacquer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hey. I just found another spot. But remember my old bongos. Remember when I was taking bongo lessons for a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if I still got it. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, those lessons paid off, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the skins are still tight.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to keep the bongos.
Yeah, we should keep those.
I'm going to keep those.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know.
Burn a lot of the stuff.
Like, I thought, yeah, we should burn a lot.
It's probably safer that way. We don't want these things getting into the wrong hands.
No.
Yeah.
Or shred it.
There's a lot
should
of
we shred the sequence.
There are some boxes of documents here.
Yeah, these are incriminating documents.
Yeah.
Incriminating to what we will not divulge.
I don't know how we got a hold of these things. They say top secret.
We pillage them from a certain bathroom.
Yeah. Maybe we should just light this whole thing.
Yeah,
fire.
We should probably just set the storage lock.
Should we do that? A good old storage locker fire.
Yeah.
now you're talking.
Maybe.
Have we insured this of stuff?
We might be able to cash out on the back end.
Yeah,
too.
Your art collection is in the storage locker.
Oh, that'll go up pretty quickly, I think.
Like vintage Maserati of ours. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's all in here.
Yeah, my collection of pogs.
Okay, yeah, so we're just going to send this.
Those are
gonna,
very flammable, by the way.
Yeah,
we're just going to set everything on fire, I guess. It's all going. We're going to collect a whole year's worth of stuff anyway.
On the back end.
We'll just get a new storage locker.
We'll just do it all over again.
Yeah. Okay.
Rinse and repeat.
It's like a new beginning. It's healthy for us to cleanse.
Out of these ashes, we will rise like the phoenix.
Like the phoenix. So, yeah.
Is there a dog in the fire? What was that?
Well... We didn't go through everything that was packed up in there.
Was that what's making that smell? That puppy that you have been keeping in the storage?
No, I think it was the last dodo.
Oh, right.
I forgot we had that.
Oh. That poor bird.
Yeah, it was the last egg of the dodo, and now we're just having an omelet.
It's cooked.
Well, at least we can honor it by eating it, right?
Yes.
Is that honor?
Is
that honor?
That's what you should do,
right?
The
best we can do right now.
I feel so bad.
Yeah, well, okay.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
It was never meant to be.
Well, Dodo, I mean...
The Dodo was never meant to be.
It was the last one, so it's not going to reproduce. Unless we cloned it, which I guess we do have the International Field Lab to do that.
Can we clone something from its cooked egg?
Reverse cloning?
Can we...
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's pretty crispy and tender. I think maybe we should chow down
just
on it.
Yeah, all right.
To the last one.
Oh, last dodo. Okay. Well, we can always get a new storage locker.
Can always get another dodo.
No one else knew about that dodo. We'll just have a pact. We won't tell anybody about the
dodo.
No one has to know about the dodo.
But how do we know that other people aren't keeping dodos a secret from us?
Oh,
there we go. Okay.
We were keeping dodos a secret from others.
Okay.
It's reasonable to believe that others are keeping them.
So it may not be the last of the dodos.
May not be.
It may not.
There might still be dodos out there.
It's the last of our dodos.
It's the last of our
dodo supply.
Damn, it's a tasty egg.
Yeah. It tastes good, especially cooked over all this fine art.
Yeah.
We've also collected.
Sequined outfits.
Oh, sorry, Maze. You wanted to keep those.
There's still like 15 crates of it.
It's adding a nice char to this egg.
Mm.
And also my unsold copies of How to Age Sexily. Ah, shoot.
Oh, well.
That was a lot of signed copies, too. Carpal tunnel signing all those.
Note to self.
Don't pre-sign
10,000 copies.
Copies of a self-help book that no one wants. Well,
no matter how sexy it is.
No.
I mean, I thought that was a pretty safe topic. Like, everyone wants to age sexily, right?
Yeah. I should have backed it up on digitally.
Well, I was in the middle of recording the audiobook, but then I got that tooth infection, and I couldn't speak for a couple days.
Okay.
But
so well, it won't be coming to any audiobook near you.
Might be able to rewrite it from memory.
We might release it on the website.
At some point if there's demand for it, maybe we'll do an updated version.
We're taking pre-orders.
Okay, pre-orders for a self-help book.
We're putting
book.
The feeler out there. Yeah. We need some signal from the market.
Yeah.
If you pay for it, we'll write it.
We'll rewrite it.
Yes.
This book will rise out of the ashes like the phoenix.
I like it. I like it. That's how the best books are written. Yeah. Out of the ashes.
Out of the ashes.
Of the previous book.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's been a good episode. I'm glad we cleaned up that storage. If I cleaned up, I mean, we set it up. That's a job well done.
It's clean now. Clean as ash.
Yeah.
Let's
just wipe our hands.
We can walk away and never look back.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, it's not cool to look back at a burning.
No. We got to walk away in slow motion.
Yeah. Sunglasses on.
So maybe that's what we'll do to end off the show. We'll just walk away with our sunglasses on while this burning inferno of a storage unit goes up.
Yeah.
I hope we get our deposit back.
I hope that insurance thing works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Well,
just burned a lot of memories, but
we'll make new ones.
We'll have to make new ones.
We'll make new ones. International Feel, we're all about making new memories. So,
out with the old and with the new.
Yeah, so maybe we'll play one more song and we'll catch you next week. Does that sound good?
I like it.
Great.
I like the plan.
Yep, I'm with it.
Cool. International Feel, signing out.
Pour les rendez-vous de la francophonie. On s'active jusqu'au 31 mars. Plonge dans des concours, des spectacles, des projections gratuites et 1000 occasions locales de libérer ton énergie francophone. Viens vibrer avec nous sur rvf.ca.
CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Request lines are
up. It's open. Go ahead.
Go ahead.